right, welcome to the 716 Rocks podcast. My name is Nate Trone. With me, as always, got my main man, Grizzle.
Grizzle, what's up?
Oh, and behind the glass, we got Redbeards. What up? From BMA Productions, our main man. You know, not many podcasts have true producers, so that is awesome, Redbeards. We love you, dude. In a manly way.
Thank you.
All right. And with us, we got a special mid-season edition. Super excited about this. We're going to be talking smack with Danny Mac tonight.
Yes, 716 Rocks. Let's do this.
All right, let's do it. And we also have Nikki McColt Hughes.
What up, what up?
All right, man, this is awesome. So, yeah, make sure you check out our website, 716rocks.com. If you haven't been there lately, we've got a new interview section. Grizzle, it was super exciting. We had Del Reed on the show last week.
Del Reed, Bills Mafia, baby.
Bills Mafia, man. That was exciting. That was so cool hearing his story. That was
great guy. Really doing a lot of things for Buffalo. Yeah. Really exciting.
That was really cool. So make sure you get on the website and check it out. And speaking of interviews, Grizzle, who do we have lined up for next Monday?
We got former NFLer. All right, played in the NFL a little bit.
Excited already.
Devontae Shannon, played out of UB.
Awesome.
All right, great, great player at the University of Buffalo. We're holding Buffalo down.
Holding it down, baby. All right.
Holds the record for tackles.
Yes.
Should be exciting to get some perspective from the NFL.
D-Shan, excited to have you on, buddy. And actually, Danny Mack, I know you've been talking to someone, getting him on the show. Who's that?
Yeah, we're working on Tony Bellissimo.
All right.
We're putting it out there. Tony is a Buffalonian. Right now, he's a world-famous hip-hop dancer. Danced with a lot of top stars. He's been in Step Up 3D. Huge Buffalo person, loves Buffalo, all things Buffalo, sports. So, Tony, it's out there, man. We're looking for you to come on the show.
Come on, Tony.
No pressure.
No pressure. We only put it out there to the world. All right, guys, mid-season review. Are we happy with the Bills of 5-3? How are we feeling? I mean, I got to say it for myself, 5-3. Now, okay, the Bills have been 5-3. I think this is their third time this century. This millennium in the past 14 years. Now, the other two times we actually ended up, I believe, with not winning records.
Ooh.
No, we did it. We did it three times, I want to say. Twice, we ended up 7-9. The other time, 8-8. But you know what? It feels different. I'm happy that the Bills are at 5-3. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling bullish on this. How are you feeling, Grizzle?
I'm excited. I mean, I feel like Christmas came early a little bit. That the Bills are sitting at 5-3 right now. I was really only, I might have expected maybe 3-5 at this point, but the fact that they're 5-3, I'm excited. This is Buffalo. We got a winning record right now. You got to just embrace it and enjoy it. What do you think, Danny Mac?
Yeah, I agree. I expected at the most 4-4. To be honest with you, I wasn't a real EJ believer. I really, maybe I'm jaded from being in Buffalo for so long, but I needed the quarterback to prove himself to me.
Right.
Before I could really get high hopes. And I think a lot of Buffalo's like that. So 5-3, I'm fired up. I think with Orton at the helm, we've got a great path ahead of us.
Awesome. How about you, McColt?
Yeah, man, I'm happy. I think just being able to beat two teams that we weren't supposed to be able to hang with who did we beat? The Lions and the Bears?
Yeah.
I mean, we barely lost to the Texans with EJ, so I'm happy. I'm good.
Well, you know, my next question I want to bring up, you know, I'm wondering, have the Bills met our expectations? Have they exceeded them? I mean, it kind of sounds like, just based on how everybody's feeling, that the Bills have exceeded our expectations. I mean, the truth is, did we expect the Bills to win in Chicago? I don't think so.
Iffy. Nope.
Very iffy. I mean, there's always a chance, right? You're rooting for your team, but you got Jay Cutler, Martellus Bennett, Alshon Jeffrey, Brandon Marshall, Forte. Holy cow. I mean, I know their defense is a little shakier, but that's a smoking offense. And how about that Bills defense the first half?
No joke.
And we shut down Detroit in Detroit. Were you guys expecting a win in Detroit?
That was an impressive victory.
That was pretty cool. I mean, I know they were hobbled a little bit. We talked about it. But again, you know, they're getting these wins that we're just not expecting. And I think that's awesome. I think the difference this year is the ball is falling to the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many times does the ball always fall to the other team when we lose these close games in the past?
That's right.
I got to bring up a different point, though. At the same time, you look at, let's take the Vikings game, for example.
Right.
I mean, did we get a W? Yes. But we beat the Vikings by 1 point? I mean, I don't know. You know, there's some victories in there that are you got to get excited about. But then there's others that are kind of questionable. Even looking at the Jets, we were only up 7 points.
We won by 20 points, baby.
No, we were up 7 points.
20 points at half. What do you want?
After 4 turnovers.
All right, but this is the NFL 2014. 1 week, you're an awesome team. The next week, you get crushed. Look at the Chargers this week. I had them pegged for a probable Super Bowl contender. They got crushed by the Dolphins. Shut out. But yeah. You never know week to week where teams are at. So to me, a victory is a victory. I'll take it. And we have to roll with it that way.
You know, I remember sitting at about week 5 feeling pretty excited about playing the Dolphins later on. But after seeing them just trounce the Chargers yesterday, I got to be honest, I'm a little nervous.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a little nervous.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, we lose to the Chargers. It was 22-10. Even that score right there was not even that close of a score. But, you know, yeah, we get trounced by the Chargers, but we handily beat the Dolphins, and then the Dolphins handily beat the Chargers. So you got all these situations, you know, okay, 20-point victory over the Jets. Did we crush them the way that Grizzle would like us to crush them? No. But then the week before, the Jets lost to the Patriots in New England by 2 points.
Right.
Right.
So I think Danny Mac brings up a good point. I mean, this is 2014. I mean, any given Sunday, right?
That's right.
I mean, it rains true. So how do you guys feel about the coaching staff? Can we just get that out of the way with right now? How you guys feeling about Coach Marone and team?
For me, I think Hackett is just terrible. He's a hack, I think, to say the least, at being an offensive coordinator. I mean, honestly, I've seen better playbooks in flag football. Woo! He's just terrible. He's got to go.
So what has he done that you're so frustrated with? What bothers you the most?
I think
about
you said on the podcast last week, run, pass. Yeah. Enough said, honestly, for me.
Why has Sammy not gotten a screen pass? Yeah, somebody want to answer that
exactly.
For me.
Did he used to do those in college?
I mean, why has Hackett not watched game film? Of Watkins in college, or
he's,
what?
He's not focused on the past. He's focused on the future.
Are we just saving this? We're going to unwrap it at the end of the season? I don't understand what's going on. Why haven't we seen a screen pass?
Yeah, I agree. No bubble screens, no reverses. He got to get the ball in that guy's hands in many ways as possible. But I do want to say one thing about the head coach.
Yeah.
And whoever else made the decision. But I think the guts to change to Kyle Orton made a huge, huge difference in the
Definitely.
Season. And I got to give him
right.
props for having the guts to do that and not sticking with their golden boy that they brought in. So I got to give him props for that. It was a gutsy move, and I think it's paying off for him.
That's true. That was really gutsy.
We did have the poll out there. Are you happy with the coaching staff? Even though they're 5-3 winning record, we got 50% of the vote saying that they're happy.
Really?
And we got 50% of the vote saying
split.
Not happy. So there you have it right there. We got a split decision.
A hung jury. Oh, man. Well, okay, Danny Mac, let me ask you this. If Marone keeps EJ in, how would you be feeling about Marone?
I don't think we would have won as many games.
Absolutely
and
not.
And I would not have been feeling good. I wasn't feeling good in the first place. I just feel like they had to win now. They've got players on the defensive side of the ball that they've got to take advantage of how they're playing now. They need to win now. You can't throw away a year on EJ learning the system, learning
right.
how to play the game. Orton, which we'll get to later, but I think it was the great move, and I'm glad Marone did it, so I have to be encouraged by that.
You think he might have saved his job for another year?
Absolutely.
Well, we'll see how the rest of the season turns out. All right, so again, you know, we're at the halfway mark. What do you guys feel like the Bills have done well? You know, if you could really focus on one thing, what would you look at and say, you know what, they got it right these first 8 games?
I think 3 words, stop the run. I mean,
right.
Darius, Williams, I mean, they've really been stout, you know, their front four. So I think stop the run, they've been excellent.
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, stopping the run. And then also, I mean, they've been getting after quarterbacks, too. They've gotten a decent amount of sacks. I know a lot of people were feeling like once Petten left, our defense would be less aggressive. But I think it just shows, I believe Schwartz has done a decent job
yep.
overall with the defense. And it really speaks volumes of the talent on that Bills defensive side of the ball. It is really impressive. But you're right, Nicole. I mean, stop the run. That has been such a frustration in years past, is The Bills have been famous for making some no-name running back have this, like, career game and get on everyone's fantasy radar.
That's right.
Only to do nothing the rest of the season except for rushing for 200 yards against the Bills.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you what, run, that is awesome.
You know, it's funny because before the season, I think we were all a little concerned when Kiko went down.
Yeah.
But they haven't missed a beat.
No.
I mean, they are moving forward and doing a great job. I believe they lead the league in sacks right now, so... Man, the defense has done a stellar job, I think.
Yeah, 28 sacks. They're ahead of the game.
Awesome.
Outside of statistics, I just like the fact that right now, watching the defense, they have an edge to them.
Right.
Like, it's fun watching the guys bounce around the field, calling each other higher, having higher expectations. And the other thing, just as much, another kind of intangible, is the leadership. Just having Orton at the helm now and the leadership that he brings – I feel like, you know what, I'm ecstatic about the improvement they've shown in that area of the game.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Mac talked about it. That adjustment by Marone, that was huge. That was gutsy to let go of your second-year quarterback in E.J. Manuel. And, you know, I was relieved. I mean, I was really happy to see Orton come into the game. E.J. was not getting it done. You know, is he ever going to be starting material in the NFL? I don't know. I don't feel great about it, but Orton, man. Can we just talk about Orton for a couple minutes? You guys know a man crush on the dude.
No, absolutely. I just have to say one of the things that I'm really excited about is leadership.
Yeah.
For me, I've played quarterback my whole life. I just understand the importance of leadership more than just the athletic gifts.
Right.
And a lot of times they say it's not important with pros, but it is. It's important with everyone. You need to be inspired by your quarterback, by your leader, and that's the thing. Even watching EJ from a distance, which frustrated me that the coaches who are with him in that locker room can't see, that he just wasn't being a leader.
Right.
He didn't have that charisma. He wasn't a Jim Kelly. He wasn't one of these guys that just made the other guys feel like they could win.
Right.
He will come through. And you know, if you're not playing awesome, and then you don't have that character as well, you're not going to be very successful. So seeing Orton step in, you can just tell the maturity. The things that stand out to me is how when they have a problem and adversity comes, even if he throws a pick six, he just comes right back and moves him back. In the next series, he's got that calming effect on the team, and he's clutch. He has come through a few times.
We talk about it.
But it's important, man. The dude is clutch. You got to love that about him. So, you know, he's throwing for almost 300 yards a game. Come on, that's great.
When's the last time an NFL Bills quarterback did that?
Absolutely.
A long time.
I got to say, too, like, it's been frustrating the last couple of years, leadership-wise, looking at really the only person I've seen is Freddie Jackson.
Yeah, right.
He's the one that's always yelling at dudes, like, trying to pump the guys up. But how cool is it with Freddie out that they've still got Orton there to lead the way?
Yeah.
And even though Freddie's out and he's such a big part of the team, the offense, the running game, and just a big part of the team for his leadership, they're still doing okay in that department because Orton's out there.
Yeah. You know, I think Orton's done an incredible job. The guy wasn't even here for the preseason. Missed training camp. Missed preseason. He's on the team for 4 weeks, and then he's in there winning games for the Bills. Yeah. Talk about Mr. Clutch. You know, you talk about gutsy, Mac. We talked about it last week in the podcast, Grizzle. But, you know, last week in the first quarter, he got railed. In the first quarter for a sack. I mean, drilled into the ground. He gets up and he hits Robert Woods for a 22-yard touchdown pass. Yep. I mean, that is just gutsy. Now, I am a little nervous, right? Because I look at a guy. He's been in the league for 10 years. He's doing great for the Bills. Should we expect an implosion? I mean, when's the train going to come off
Don't
the rails
say it.
Here?
Don't say
on.
It.
I got to bring it up.
Come on,
it's called
man.
The Fitzpatrick.
Oh,
come
the Fitz.
On, man.
No, he's done way better than Fitz, though. Fitz was making his bread and butter off of quick slants. But I got to throw it out there, guys. Is there going to be an implosion this year? What's your prediction for Orton the rest of the year?
I don't know. When you look at Orton's past teams, I feel like he's got a load of talent right now.
Oh, yeah.
And the cool thing about this situation is that he's got a lot of young guys. So they're looking for a leader. So they're excited to have someone who's teaching them how to run the patterns, giving them expectations, demanding excellence from them. It was nice to see him get in Sammy's face a little bit when he did that stupid pre-touchdown celebration.
That was awesome.
That's what a leader does. And
right.
I think it's built a good base of leadership with him because the young guys look to him. So there's not a lot of egos in there. They're just looking to their leader to lead them. They're excited about learning. Super talented group right there. So I think it's a great situation moving forward that I don't know that he had in the past.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, you bring up, I'm curious what the Buffalo vibe is right now. How many people in Buffalo are feeling just anxious and nervous of when is it going to happen that they're going to implode?
What?
I mean, it's sad to say it, but it's been so many years of this happening, right? That you got to wonder what people are feeling in Buffalo and if that anxiety is there. I think that's got to be our weekly poll question for this week is, will the Bills self-implode or will they continue to go and be successful? So jump on the Facebook, 716 Rocks Facebook page. Cast your vote. Let's get a sense of what the vibe is out there.
Awesome. I'll tell you. You know, I actually pulled up the past stats, and I got to correct myself. The last time the Bills went 5-3 was back in 2011, right? Feeling pretty magical about that season. You guys remember what we finished? 6-10.
Who was our quarterback?
Well, Fitz, baby. Exactly. Fitz magic. I know.
That's what I mean, pulling the Fitz.
I know. So maybe it was a good thing that Orton shaved off the stash. And he got rid of the facial hair, right?
Dude, what is with the facial hair in these guys? Let it go.
Have you seen Fitz lately down there? Do you see him at the Bills game? Oh, my gosh.
Dude, it's terrible.
Caveman.
It's so distracting. I don't know how you play football with that much hair on your face.
It's supposed to distract the defensive linemen. Lull him into a sense.
Well, Eric Weddle has one too, and his is pretty bad.
Pretty disgusting.
From the Chargers, yeah.
So let me ask, is the stash going to come back for Orton, or is it good for gone? Gone for good.
Well, it is Movember, right?
It is Movember.
It is No Shave What's, November, right?
Only if it comes with a soundtrack of 70s music.
Some power rock. That would be awesome, dude. All right, guys. Let's talk about the second half of the season. So, I mean, we're all feeling good about Orton, but for the rest of the team, or even Orton himself, whatever, you know, what adjustments do you feel like the Bills have got to make? If we got a shot here at really making a run for the playoffs, what do the Bills need to fix going forward the second half?
Their offensive line. It's been just terrible. I think that and just their DBs are just too inconsistent. You know, I forgot the stat or where I found it, but there's something online where this year they have them ranked 32nd in the league, the offensive
DBs?
Line.
That's no, pretty good, right? Line.
Yeah, it's dead last. So, yeah, their O-line needs a lot of work. A lot of young guys, but they just need to step up.
Yeah, I think the O-line is pretty rough. I mean, I was just waiting for my Bills app on my cell phone this week to get, like, the notification that we just signed some – we just made a trade for an offensive guard.
Didn't happen,
did
huh?
Something? Nothing.
Then you woke up.
No notifications on
that I thought maybe my phone was broke. I'm like, I'm not getting a good signal in here. I haven't gotten the update yet that the Bills traded for a guard. There's something wrong, but apparently they didn't. So it makes me a little nervous.
One of the things I'd like to see is I really feel like they've got to get Bryce Brown involved in the offense. Without Sam and without Freddie and without CJ, Booby is solid, but he's not going to do much more than a couple yards cloud of dust. I mean, we've got to get an explosive player in there. I think Bryce Brown is capable of it.
Booby! Bryce Brown, BB?
I'm going to throw in there just some coaching and just expectations. You know, defensively, I think you can't argue that people are happy with Schwartz, right?
Sure.
But
I mean, a lot of that's a talent on the D, but go ahead.
Right. But I just – some of these stupid penalties, I think they go back to coaching, and it's just raising the bar, raising the expectation level. Somehow, some way, you got to motivate – your players and have them be aware not to be making these stupid penalties game in, game out that are going to cost them coming down the wire.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. You think Marone's got what it takes?
I don't know. He's got to prove it. I mean, that's yet to be seen. So
it's yet to be seen,
I hope so, but we'll see.
You know, right now, we've talked about it before. The Bills are one of the top penalized teams in the NFL. So are the Patriots. They're crushing it, but...
Patriots.
I just, you know, the Bills cannot afford, you know, Nigel Bram cannot afford 3 personal fouls against him in one game. And that's absolutely ridiculous. I think it's they got to lock in the discipline. If they're going to make a run, the Bills have got to really be disciplined And they almost need to play near perfect football up to their capabilities. You know, and I know that's asking a lot, but I think absolutely, McColt. I think they got to fix the offensive line. I agree with the coaching. You know, they got to lock it in with the discipline. And got to get Bryce Brown involved. I mean, CJ's out. So what do you think, Mac? Do you think we're going to see Bryce Brown, or do you think it's going to be Freddie and Booby the rest of the season?
You know, the last game, if you noticed, they did try to set him up on a few screens, a few flare passes. They tried to get him involved, but every play they tried with him failed.
Yeah.
Either the pass got knocked down or it went awry, but it does look like they're trying to get him out in space to use him. So hopefully they'll keep trying and get him involved more.
That's right. And Sammy Watkins. How awesome was it to see Sammy Watkins come on the past couple games? That dude's got ball skills.
He's a beast.
I mean, I think the more touches we can get Sammy Watkins, the more points we're going to get on the board. I mean, he gets out in open space. How do you stop the guy? That is incredible. Do you guys think that pick is looking good now, sending away next year's first round?
Every game, it's looking more and more worth it.
That's
well,
right.
Now that he has a quarterback that could get him the ball.
that is the problem.
Very true, very true.
All right, guys, so let me ask. Would you say Bills midseason, who's your MVP so far, midseason? Rattle it out there.
I think I wanted to go Jerry Hughes, but Darius, I mean, how do you argue with
Mr. Big Stuff, baby?
Yeah, what does he have, seven sacks?
Seven sacks.
I mean, he's got pretty high count in tackles. He's an animal out there. He's playing really well. He's playing like he did at Alabama, that's for sure.
Awesome. What do you say, Mac? MVP. Mid-season.
Yeah, you know, I love Kyle Williams because not only is he a great player, about as good as Darius, but he's also a great leader.
Yeah.
He's the voice of the team in the locker room. He keeps him in line. On defense, I love that guy.
Awesome.
On offense, I got to go with Orton.
Got to go with Orton, right?
He's completely turned the team around.
That's my pick, too. I mean, 9 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, a 105 quarterback rating right now.
Glorious. Glorious.
You can't ask for more, especially given the past 10, 15 years. So.
Right. You don't have to look good in Under Armour to be a good quarterback.
You don't. You don't even have to look like...
You don't even have to look like a quarterback, right?
You can be ugly like Roethlisberger and put up 12 touchdowns in 2 games,
right,
which is another record by him. That is crazy. All right, guys, final prediction for the season. We'll start with you, Grizzle. What do you say?
I'm going 9-7.
Oh,
I hate to be a downer. But you look at some of these matchups, Patriots, Packers, Broncos, even the Dolphins, Chiefs are tough. Browns don't look too shabby. I mean, it's going to be challenging.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm excited about the Bills. I hope they prove me wrong. I hope they step it up and they fix some of these things that we talked about. But realistically, if I'm going to be honest, I'm going with 9-7.
Yeah. What do you think, Mac?
I think they can make 10-8 because I think the offense will only get better. Orton is going to learn the system more and more. I think more chemistry with the receivers. And so far, they haven't even had a good running game to go with it, and they've been winning. So I think they're going to get better. And the defense is awesome. So I think they might be able to pull out one of these games that looks like they might not win.
True. That's what they're going to have to do.
And they'll beat the teams that they should. I think they could get to 10-8. I don't know if they'll make the playoffs with that record, though.
Right.
10-6, right?
10-6, yes.
Or 8-8 or 10-6. What's it going to...
10-6.
Yeah. People want
to play a bonus to playoffs.
The people in Buffalo want to know if it's 8-8 or 10-6.
The toilet
Danny
bowl.
Matt,
10-6. That's
on November 3rd says... 10-6.
10-6.
We play 18 games only in the BRF Football League. That's
there you go. That's why. What do you say, McColt?
I think 11-5. Honestly, I got.
Oh! Are they going Super Bowl? Bills won't make me shop. Take the heels off the shop. We're going to Arizona, baby.
I got 11-5. I got them losing to the Packers and the Broncos. I mean, I've.
No Patriots?
We're beating the Patriots?
Okay.
In New England, the big upset.
Are the Patriots sitting, guys?
No, full squad.
Really?
Oh, Belichick.
It's the last game.
In Foxborough.
He's too proud to do that. He's too proud to sit.
Yeah, they're not. They'll never sit.
I grew up in Buffalo, and honestly, I haven't been this excited in so long to watch a Bills game. Usually after church, it's like, you know what? Let's go watch the Bills. What's the score? Let's watch a Colts game. But now it's like the Bills are on, and I'm excited to watch football.
Yeah, baby. 11-5. I like it.
Wow.
Very foolish. Buck
but he's
Bronco.
Not having carbs right now, so he's a little lightheaded.
He's a little loopy.
It could be the problem.
He's carb cutting, isn't he?
He is.
All right, guys. You know, I'm going to go with this is tough. I'm feeling very optimistic. So I will say 10-6.
Okay.
All right. Ultimately, not 10-8.
Not 10-8. I thought about maybe 10-5, but I decided 10-6.
That would be good.
You know, I figure you look at the next four games, we got to go 3-1. Maybe, I don't know, maybe we drop to the Chiefs, maybe to the Dolphins. We got to go 3-1, and then the last four games, minimally, we got to split it. So we're going to have to beat one of the teams that we're going to, obviously the Raiders will be a give me, but then we're going to have to beat either the Broncos, Green Bay, or the Patriots. If we have a chance, it's going to have to be Green Bay at home.
I think we can beat the Packers at home. I think we can surprise them. Our defense is going to be one of the tougher defenses they've faced.
Yep. All right. Well, there you have it, guys. This is awesome. Mid-season review, roundtable discussion. Danny Mack, thanks a lot for coming on, man. It was awesome.
I just want to let you guys know that we have a football league that I run. It's called the Buffalo Recreational Football League. You can look up that Facebook page or go to brfleague.com for our website. It's a great flag football league in the city.
Yeah.
If you're interested.
It's the largest outdoor league right now, right?
Yep.
Any slots open for new teams?
Always or... slots, yes.
Okay, cool. So just get in contact with you. Awesome. McColt, thanks a lot for coming on, man.
Thank you much. Go Bills.
All right, go Bills. Grizzle, as always.
Let's go Buffalo.
Over the top. All right, guys. Thanks a lot for listening to 716 Rocks Podcast. Make sure you tune in next week. Ooh, go Bills.
Ow!